Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Loveline with Dr. Chris starts.
3, 2, 1.
Now.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Halfway through that week. I hope y'all getting through it. Tons of love and self-care. Do what you gotta do, right? We're moving our bodies, but we're not beating ourselves up if we're not doing home workouts. We're eating what makes us feel good, focusing on more nutrient-dense foods, but also not getting upset if we're hitting those Oreos hard. Got to be loving and caring with ourselves. That's what self-care is about, letting go a little bit, but also still trying to zero in on care. It's not a free-for-all. Remember, self-care is about things that leave us feeling better. They're like a vitamin. They're psychologically and emotionally and spiritually nutritious, but they don't leave us feeling bad. So check that. CDC extends social distancing guidelines to our pets. Yep, that's right. On I'm Listening, Stay Connected, I interviewed vet Doc Halligan, and she was talking about how in New York State was the first domestic animal testing positive for COVID. It was a cat. And also in North Carolina, there was a pug. And luckily that went from, well, I shouldn't say luckily, all lives are equally as important. It went from owner to pet, not pet to owner. So people don't have to be panicking about the safety of being around their pets. But yes, your pet needs to panic about the safety of being around you. Now, she said that the reason this happened is because New York City has a high rate of infections, so it's understandable on that level. And then in North Carolina, the two owners of that pet were doctors, ER doctors, working around COVID. They believe that's what happened. So her advice, I think, is really powerful, and this is what the CDC is kind of talking about, which is if you think you are infected or are, you need to social distance from your pet. I know, God bless it. You should also be taking precautions like washing your hands before you touch them or pet them, and also wearing a mask around them, maybe. I mean, yeah, this is the world we live in right now. And I'm glad that the CDC is actually releasing information related to pets. But if you're feeling sick, you got to pay attention to that. I think that's a meaningful thing. We're also talking about the beauty of maybe getting an animal companion right now. There's so many animals that need homes. And, you know, not only is self-isolation something that's really hard, and when we have a pet, we see the energy moving around the home. I mean, I've been so thoughtful to have my cat, little Stevie Nicks. And touching an animal is very soothing for our nervous system. It's very regulatory. It's like touching another human being. And so it's good for our psyche, our mental health, our nervous system. Keeps you busy. It can just bring new fun and joy into your life. But do think long-term. This is something we didn't get to get into, but think long-term, because at some point the world opens back up and you're going to be socializing more, possibly going to work and leaving the home, and then your pet will be left alone. So make sure that your standard traditional lifestyle is something that can support a pet, not just looking at what need you might have now. And also know, as she said, Doc Halligan, the vet, pointed this out, it's a financial expense. Make sure it's something you're able and willing to take on. They need care. They need grooming, possibly. pet food. So just make sure you're in a financially sound position to take care of a pet. And also, like we said, have the time. But she said that they're pretty you know, flexible, and that they'll adjust when you do go back to work. Because that was my other question. You know, they're used to having you home all the time. What happens when you kind of start leaving again? She's like, they'll be fine. I thought, okay. I mean, she said it. But yeah, we got to take the same precautions with our pets. God bless them. But yeah, consider getting one. It's one of the greater joys in my own life. Trans man is banned from legally being called father by the courts. This is also news that's just in. This is heartbreaking. British courts stood firm that Freddie McConnell cannot be registered as his child's father on the birth certificate. Why not? Why do the courts care? What's the difference? Let birth certificates reflect the truth. The child has two fathers. One of them is trans. Who cares? I literally see nothing other than psychological violence by not honoring the truth of what is. And this is going to most powerfully impact the child. But who cares? Why is the court upset over these things being printed on a piece of paper? This is really upsetting to me. So we still got work to do. I mean, it's really heartbreaking looking at all the changes that are happening right now. God bless our president. He's rolling back trans rights, which, you know, at a time like this, it's just heartbreaking that people are taking advantage. But yeah, the Trump administration is moving to allow doctors to refuse trans patients. And this is at a time when people are needing more healthcare than ever because of COVID. But the new rule would roll back Obama-era protections that banned discrimination against transgender people. And this is a really bad time for that. So there's a lot of states and countries that are using this time to close abortion clinics. We're hearing stories of landlords pressuring people. This is just something that should not be happening right now. I wanted, as I've said, the best in us to come out of this, for us to think collectively, more care and compassion. And we're kind of hearing the opposite. I mean, we're hearing a lot of really good positive stories, but we're also hearing a lot of these negative ones. And finally, we'll close out this segment with just my little loving reminder that, remember, mental exercises, but also mental health, and looking at the impact of everything around you on your mental health. So pay attention to the conversations you're having, the social media you're following, the news you're looking at, turning it off before bed, making sure you're not ruminating in it, knowing that we're bathing our psyches and our nervous system in it, taking breaks. But hit the trifecta, y'all, right? Get some movement, nutritious foods, and get outside and get that sunlight. Otherwise, you all better be taking those vitamin D supplements, you know? All right, coming up next, we're going to be talking about relationships and the importance of them on our mental health. Why? Because I'm obsessed with relationships, but more importantly, because right now we are sadly talking about some rising rates of things like suicide, in addition to all the mental health struggles that were happening. So I want us to just be taking these things seriously, you know, checking in with ourselves, but more importantly, checking in with those around us and checking in on them. So, you know, it's what we got to do. All right, you're listening to Loveline with Dr. Chris on the new channel Q and on radio.com.
Loveline
with Dr. Chris
on Channel Q.
All right, we're back, and we're going to talk about something really powerful, really sensitive. But before we get into that, I just want to let everyone know, if you want to have your DM read on Loveline, you can slide your DMs into our Loveline IG page, or you can tweet them at hashtag I'm listening, because I'm doing the I'm listening Stay Connected show every night. And we're kind of cross-pollinating some of the questions, so feel free to jump in on either end, but on our Loveline IG pages. Or, as I said, the hashtag I'm listening. So I want to talk about mental health, but from a perspective of prevention, because as I'm doing the I'm Listening Stay Connected show nightly, I'm interviewing a lot of different guests, and there's different themes that are constantly coming up. And one of them is suicide. And it's something we're going to be talking more and more about because of COVID-19 and self-isolation and people's mental health struggles. And like we've talked about, as a culture, everyone's pretty isolated. We have a high culture of loneliness. And in addition to the high culture of loneliness, we also have a lot of stigma around talking about mental health. And that means that people aren't able to get the help that they need. Because in order to get the help you need, you have to be willing to have the confidence and the comfort of acknowledging a mental health struggle within yourself. You have to have resources and people around you that you feel like you can go to and discuss this with and get support and care around. Access to resources and support via therapy. And then also a loving community to come back to. And I think that's a really important part of that, is a loving community to come back to.
Loveline.
This is Loveline with Dr. Chris
on Channel Q.
All right, now we're going to be joined by Doc Halligan, veterinarian, author, and celebrity spokesperson. Doc Halligan, how are you?
Hi.
Thanks for being part of the show.
Thanks for inviting me. I'm very excited.
So I wanted to start off by asking you about mental health and having a pet. I know that there's a powerful connection between the two. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yes. Well, it really is the positive power of pets. There is data. There are studies that show basically people who have a pet live longer. They are like emotional vitamins. It's just this unconditional, unjudgmental love that makes you feel good. And especially during times of, you know, pandemics, illness, that's when we really can rely on our pets. They need us and we need them. And we've seen a huge increase in people getting, especially puppies and kittens. I've been working safely at a practice and I've never seen so many puppies in my life. So I think people are out there, you know, feeling lonely and saying, I think I'm going to go get a puppy.
I love that. I think we undervalue that sometimes, where we think that only a human can provide certain levels of intimacy or companionship, but it's not true. We just want to be seen. We want to cuddle. We want to hug. To pet an animal is so soothing to our nervous system. So if someone did want to get a pet and they have never been a pet owner before, what do they need to look for?
Well, it has to be a family decision. I mean, if you live by yourself, then that's a different story. But if there's more than one person in the family, you have to all sit down and talk about it. Now, there's pros and cons to getting a puppy versus an adult dog. There's differences between a puppy versus a kitten versus a cat. You might want to just get a bird, you know.
That's true.
Right? Start out with a bird. But so I always say the family needs to sit down and talk about it, because it's a big commitment. You know, pets are living around 16 years, and there is a little bit of a financial commitment that you have to take into account.
Thank you for pointing that part out, because I think people underestimate or value that part.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, they can be costly. A lot of the times, though, it's prevention. You know, you see people, they're not walking their dog on a leash. The dog gets out, gets hit by a car. They don't spay or neuter it. Then it gets knocked up. They feed it bones or, you know, pork, and it gets sick. So, you know, if you have a good veterinarian and you practice prevention, you know, it doesn't have to be that expensive, but it is a little bit of an expense. And if you get a dog that has to get groomed, you know, that has a continuous coat, you know, that's another $75 every 6 weeks. So you really have to think about, okay, what's my budget? Why do I want a pet? Do I want a pet that I could take running, or do I want it to be more of a couch potato? Do I want a pet, you know, to help with the kids? Speaking of which, you know, the studies all show that children have a better emotional connection when they're raised with a pet. I know that helped me, because my childhood was a little turbulent, and I always went to the pets when my parents were fighting and there was a lot of stuff going on. I would go to the pets. And I think it's one of the reasons I became a veterinarian, is that the dogs were there when I was afraid.
I mean, what a beautiful source of unconditional love, right? A pet is always available, always open to receive you. And I could see where that could be very psychologically healing, especially in tumultuous times. Talk to me about the whole like dog person, cat person. If someone has never been a pet owner, is there such a distinction, and does it matter? Because I never had pets, and then I got a cat, and then all of a sudden I was labeled cat person. And I was like, well, let me be maybe all kinds of pet person. So should people try to figure out which one they are, or should they just go for what makes sense to them?
No, there's no stigma. I mean, there used to be like the crazy cat lady, you know, the woman running around with curlers in her hair.
That's me.
Insane. And yes, I mean, you know, it's just set. No, think about what are the pluses and minuses. There's a much bigger time commitment to a dog, because you have to walk it, right? You have a cat, right? You don't have to walk them. They have less health problems. Now, the bond is different between a cat and a dog. There is a little bit of a difference with that, too. Dogs, I think, are more needy. So, you know, if you're really looking for that, you want something that you can, you know, exercise with and stuff, you're going to go for a dog. But if you want you know, a lot of love and affection, lower maintenance, two kittens. I mean, you could be having the worst day and watching two kittens go absolutely bonkers. That's why when you watch YouTube, the cat videos have it. By far.
Team cat video. Yeah, it's true. I only have one. I'm not looking for two. Yes, cute one cat only videos. So let's talk about some of the news, because I saw yesterday and today that both the first cats in New York, what is it? The first domestic pet was a cat in New York that tested positive. And then today, a pug tested positive for COVID in North Carolina. So yes. What do we need to consider? And also weigh in on, my understanding is it was from owner to pet, not pet to owner.
Yes. Right. And so here's the thing. This is a new virus. We're learning about it. So, you know, in both cases, there was probably a high virus load, like in New York, a lot of virus. In North Carolina, both parents were doctors, ER doctors. And so, you know, the fomites can play a role in how you're bringing it in. A fomite is an inanimate object that can carry the virus, see? And so you can have the virus on your hands, and if you're petting your pet or, you know, you're not washing your hands and stuff, you could potentially give it to your cat or dog and not even know. That's why we're saying wash your hands before you pet your cat or dog, wash them afterwards. If you're not feeling well, make sure you're not around your pets. Luckily, there's no evidence that the pets are then going to give it to people. All right. They might give it to another pet, but it would be rare for it then to go into a person because they're not the right vector for it. So people don't have to be worried that, you know, all of a sudden the pets are going to, you know, be a problem with it. But it's common sense, and treat them as one of the family members that you have.
That's a good reminder. Doc Halligan, thank you so much for being part of our show. Have a beautiful night.
Okay, thank you so much. Stay safe and thanks.
Loveline
with Dr. Chris
on Channel Q.
Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.
Question of the night's up on our Loveline IG page. It's about things that couples do that really annoys you. Time for our DMs, though.
Sliding into the DMs.
Sliding into the DMs is brought to you by our friends at Trojan Condoms, because it's a big old sexy world and we want you to explore with confidence. Here we go. Hey, Dr. Chris. My girlfriend and I have been together for more than a year. Recently, there was this male friend who admitted that he has feelings for her. Cool. We talked about this, and she told me how sorry she felt for him and that she will stay away from him so his feelings could vanish. A couple of months later, they're still talking, and she's commenting on his pic on Instagram with a heart emoji. Scandal. Honestly, this is kind of bothering me. Yeah, I get it. What should I tell her? Am I ridiculous for reacting this way? Not to mention that she's been kind of distant lately. Whenever I try to talk to her about these types of things, she always shuts down and guilt trips me for asking. What do you think the best option is? Well, yeah, you got to talk about it. I'm always about vulnerable conversations, the difficult ones to have, especially if you want a really healthy relationship, because there's always going to be things to talk about. But yeah, I mean, it's interesting that someone reports interest in your girlfriend and then she's come. I mean, look, here's the thing. Social media, the whole point of social media is social interaction. So we follow each other. People comment on each other. So there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I don't want to lean in terms of what we call toxic monogamy, where, you know, your partner's not allowed to comment on people's posts or follow people. Like, you got to get over that part. But this person in particular, I don't know why she's posting hearts when they've professed interest in love. I mean, that's just not kind, right? That would be called her leading him on, or her instigating his interest, or her keeping it alive. So that's just not nice. So I don't know that you should be threatened as much as you should point out, like, wow, that's not really going to help him get over you. And if that's your goal, that's not the way to do it. Like, what's that about? I would enter the conversation from that point, less accusatory and jealous. Because again, if you're in a relationship with someone who you trust, then there should be nothing to worry about. She could be posting whatever emojis she wants. Also, how do you know that she's doing that?
oh, I know how you know. You're policing and looking at what she's liking. Stop doing that. Like, the goal in the new year is for us to all to be adults and trust each other and to be looking at what your plus one and loved one is liking and commenting. That's you being very anxious. And clearly you've been doing that, and that's how you found this. And so the question is, why are you doing that? If you don't trust her, you need to talk about that or leave or work on your trust issues. Because that's my first question is, you're doing things that you found that. Cool. There you go. All right, here we go. Here's another one. Hey, Dr. Chris, yesterday I had to go to the emergency room for a mental health event. I'm starting the process of getting on an antidepressant and attending therapy, but yesterday got pretty wild, and my assistant head of department had to drive me to the ER during work. I recently went on a date with a girl, but I don't know how to move forward with her. I'm not back to my optimal level, and I don't know if I should tell her what happened or just leave her in the dark and try to force myself back up when I'm around her. This is a pretty big thing that happened, and we're pretty casual, so any advice? Yeah, this is really a tough one. Because again, I am a fan in early dating of us withholding, sharing really deep, truly triggering things. People have to earn their right to such intimacy and depth. Early dating is about connecting and sharing things, but talking about, you know, our past addiction or maybe things are triggering, like having been in prison, or I don't even know what it might be, but those are things people earn. And once they get to know us, they may be willing to work through that. If we divulge these things too soon, it's usually our anxiety and our need for acceptance, and they don't know us, and so they're not willing to stick around. But if you're struggling this deeply where you had to go to the emergency room for mental health and then recently your department head had to drive you to the ER, you're probably not in a place to be worrying about or focusing on someone else and their feelings in a relationship. And so I might send them a loving text letting them know, hey, I think you're great, enjoyed spending time with you, but I have some priorities in my life that I need to focus on. When I'm feeling more available, I'll circle back, and if interested, I'd love to take you out. So I think you should do that. Sliding into DMs is brought to you by our friends at Trojan Condoms, because it's a big old sexy world and we want you to explore it with confidence. Listening to Loveline on the new channel Q and
Loveline.
This is Loveline with Dr. Chris
on channel Q
and radio.com. All right, we're back, and tonight we're talking with musician Upsol, whose 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 is blowing up on Spotify playlists. Thanks for being with us. How's it going?
Good. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so stoked about this.
Yeah, you know, it's Loveline, and we are a fan of anyone who's a musician, but more importantly, who's folding in some sex positivity. So you're already family with that one. Just start by saying this. In our current climate, anyone working on female sexual empowerment is definitely going to be somewhat of a target. So I'm always impressed when someone leads with that. So where does your confidence come from around that?
As far as just like being an empowered woman, I feel like I grew up in a family that like really like focused on making me feel strong and feel powerful and feel like I could do anything. Like my family always really supported me in like pursuing music. And when I told them, hey, I don't want to go to college, I just want to pursue music, they're like, cool, like we fully support you. And I also grew up in a really like sex positive household. Like I was able to ask any questions I had about it, and there was never like it didn't seem taboo growing up, you know, like it was always just something. If I was curious about something, I would just like ask my parents and they would tell me about it. So sex was always just something that like was something that was meant to be like openly talked about. So I think that's why I feel so comfortable talking about it in my music, you know.
I'm so thankful to hear that, because as someone who's a therapist but also specializes in sex therapy, I spend a lot of my career undoing the damage of sex negative households, and I also get to see how our mental health is so directly tied to our relationship to sexuality, and our bodies is tied in there. So I love hearing that. Like you warmed my heart. So talk to us about the song. I mean, that's quite a title, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I mean, it kind of lays it all out there. So where did the inspiration for that come from?
Yeah, I remember like I woke up one day, and I've always wanted to have like a counting song, but I woke up one day and I was like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We're going to say sex instead of 6. Like, it's just as cool. And I tried writing the song a couple different times with different groups of people, and I kept trying to think like, oh, I need to come up with some really clever concept to go around it. And then one day I was like in a session with this writer I work with all the time, Rick Knowles, and I brought up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and for some reason that day it just clicked for me. I was like, whatever, like that concept already is clever. Like the song is just going to be about being horny. and that's kind of like it.
You got
and
our support. It got our support.
Yeah.
And as a songwriter, is it hard to give your music away? Or maybe I don't even look at it that way, but I'm imagining putting my you know, thoughts to lyric or my heart to like the song and the music, and then you hand it to someone else and they kind of raise it. Is that hard?
Are you saying as far as like a writer with other artists
yes.
like singing on songs you wrote?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I wrote a song also about sex called Good in Bed about a year ago, and it ended up on Dua Lipa's album, actually. And that was a super empowering thing for me. I don't think it's hard to like give the songs away, but it's super rewarding to see a part of myself be put in another artist's work, you know? So I'm just like super honored to be a part of the album, but yeah, I don't know. It's definitely an interesting experience. That's the first time I've ever written something kind of with the intention originally of it being for me, and then it ending up being for someone else, you know?
Okay. Yeah, I'm a little greedier. I'd want to be fully involved in anything. But well said. What an empowering perspective. So now talk to us about the sex ed PSA that you're doing, because that was also really amazing for me to hear, because it'd be very easy for you to not have to take the route of wanting to be, you know, an activist or an educator. So why go that route? And then also explain to us what we would be seeing in that.
Yeah, I mean, for me, like I said, I was lucky enough to grow up in a household where I was like every day was sex ed, like whatever I wanted to know, my parents would tell me about. But in school, you know, a lot of sex ed programs are still absence-based, which
right.
is just ridiculous. So I don't know. I thought it would be cool, like as an artist, especially right now during quarantine, I have so much free time and more people are online. I was like, okay, like I have this little platform, like might as well like do some good with it. I don't know. So I kind of just wanted to make this cool video, me just candidly talking about sex. It's a little informational, but I also, you know, I'm not a sex ed teacher. I have no clue what I'm talking about aside from just like personal experience, but mostly it's just entertaining. But for anyone who, I guess, doesn't live in a sex positive household, I feel like this video could kind of be that for them, because it is a super open, like sex positive conversation that I'm opening in the video, you know?
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge for them. Let me circle back and say, it might be very familiar and comfortable for you, but I applaud you and I thank you for putting that out there. More people like you need to put material out there. Like, you're ahead of the game. That is stunning. And it's huge
awesome.
And impactful for a lot of people to see that. I mean, for them to see someone who's successful and succeeding in their career, like normalize and talk about sexuality from an empowered position is so important. So thank you for that.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you.
Now, talk to me about playlists. I'm horrible at them. I don't share them publicly because they're a hot mess. but you are a big fan of making them, and you put out a playlist full of bops. I love that word, for every mood of the quarantine day. Now, that's a lot of moods. So talk to us about that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm always making playlists. Like, I feel like if I wasn't doing what I do, I would want to like work somewhere in like the playlisting world, because it is fun. But yeah, I don't know. I take a lot of pride in my music taste.
All
like,
right.
I like the kind of music I listen to. Obviously, like everyone does. But yeah, I don't know. I just started kind of putting a playlist together for myself one day, and I was like, I should just share this. Why not? It's fun. And especially now, like, people need new music to listen to. I know I always love seeing what other artists and creators are listening to. So it's just my music taste is kind of all over the place. So I figured there's a song for every mood, like whatever mood you're in, you'll find something on there, you know?
But what was the most surprising? Were there any songs or artists where you're like, wow, that made it in there, huh?
Trying to think of, I mean, I put a lot of Doja Cat on my playlist.
Oh, wow. Okay.
With Doja, who was another really like empowered,
yeah.
positive woman in the music industry. So I love that. I don't know, but then there's also like a really emotional like James Blake song on there. So,
oh wow,
very,
his
like,
stuff is heavy. Okay, that's quite a spectrum from Doja Cat to James
yeah.
Blake. I mean, that is like one I'm jamming out and doing my home workout, and the other one I'm like in the bathtub with candles.
Right, exactly. That's my thing. You'll find something on there depending on, you know, what you're looking for.
Yeah, and I rely on playlists to find new jams as well, so I definitely appreciate that part. I'll have to step my game up a little bit. Mine are like horrible. It's just literally Fleetwood Mac, and then more Fleetwood Mac.
That's incredible. What are you talking about? That's amazing.
Thank you. I once went on a job interview, and I told them that's all I listened to, and they were like, anything from the 21st century? And I was like, well, yes. Go easy.
That's awesome.
I'm going to add you now. I'm going to add you to that list. Listen to Loveline with Dr. Chris on the new Channel Q and radio.com.
Loveline
with Dr. Chris
on Channel Q.
All right, we're back. And tonight we're talking with Upsol. Talk to us about the online workouts. Have you fallen into that trap at all? Because that's a place that I'm seeing everyone go. It's like we can't go a few hours without someone reminding us that we should be doing like squats or lunges. How are you dealing with that?
First of all, I think it's so toxic. Like, I'll see myself, if I didn't work out, like, for today I didn't work out. And, like, I know I'll probably sit on Instagram later and see all these people on their stories being like, I did this and I ran today and I'm going to feel bad about myself. But, yeah, I feel like just being able to recognize that and know that, like, your brain is going to go there. I think, like, I've tried to get into that. But I more so just do, like, the workouts and go on walks and just try and go outside just for, like, my sanity, you know, because I'm, like, stuck inside all day. But, yeah. For anyone listening, like, as long as you can, like, recognize that social media and seeing people doing all these workouts, if it gets to you in a negative way, just, like, unfollow those people if you don't want to be, like, you know, I don't know. But I also think there's something to, like, seeing those things and feeling inspired and motivated. But the second it, like, makes me feel bad about myself, I just, like, end it, like, get it out of my feed, you know?
Yeah, I love that message. It's social media is not there to make you feel bad. Don't let it become that. And yes, I love that. Right. If it makes you feel bad, just unfollow that stuff.
Yeah, so easy. Yeah.
So the Sex Ed PSA, when is that coming out and where can we find that?
It's going to be on my YouTube channel. And then also, you know, Instagram, all my social media, and hopefully pretty soon it's done. I'm just kind of waiting to get everything finalized on it. But yeah, I'm so hyped for people to see it. It's also really fun because I feel like I never really get to talk about things that aren't my music all the time, you know, in interviews, like people want to hear about the music and being an artist. So it was really fun for me to like make something and talk about something that I was like passionate about aside from music, you know?
Yeah. You're a total full rounded human being. I totally appreciate and value that you're more than just your music. Although I assume your entire heart and soul is in the music too. So it's in both places.
For sure.
Well, right now we're gonna listen to Upsol's new song, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Sex. We're gonna check it out right now.
Call it insane, say, baby, you're so vain, but I'm living on overdrive all the time. And I like the way you taste some liquor in a chaser, flavor of forever just for the night. The world is getting warm, we're running out of air. Now you can send me way up to the stratosphere. For now, I'm feeling like a 100 billionaire. Sex on my mind, cashing all my checks and telling lies. Might drive this car real fast until we die. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 on my mind. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 on my mind. High on all the ways you're whispering my name. Go play me like a game, but just so you know, I'm obsessive with the chase. I'll come but never stay, so turn me on and up just like radio. The world is getting warm, we're running out of air. Well, you can send me way up to the stratosphere. So now I'm feeling like a 100 billionaire. Sex on my mind, cashing all my checks and telling lies. Might drive this car real fast until we die. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 on my mind.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 on my mind.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 on my mind.
Cashing all my checks and telling lies. Drive this car real fast until we die.
Until we die.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 on my mind.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 on my mind.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 on my mind.
Cashing all my checks and telling lies.
Drive this car real fast until we die.
Drive this car real fast until we
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 on my mind.
All right, y'all. So definitely follow her on all of her socials and look out for her Sex Ed PSA. Upsol, where can people find you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm everywhere online, I guess. It's my Instagram and all my social handles are just Upsol Music. It's super weird spelling, but it's UPSAHL. And yeah, Spotify, all the places.
Beautiful. Thanks for being part of our show. Have a great night.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're listening to Loveline with Dr. Chris on the new channel Q and radio.com.
Loveline. This is Loveline with Dr. Chris
on Channel Q.
All right, y'all. It is that time. Time for some DMage.
Sliding into the DMs.
Oh, yes. Sliding into the DMs is brought to you by our friends at Trojan Condoms because it's a big old sexy world. And we want y'all to explore that bad old world with some confidence. Here we go. Hey, Dr. Chris, I'm a little weirded out because my boyfriend has been sending me, more like spamming me, with love texts lately at night when I'm asleep. Wow, that must be rough, getting love notes from someone while you're sleeping. Like, I wake up in the morning, having received on my phone 15 texts. Okay, now you're clarifying. Thank you for the clarification. I'll wake up having received 15 texts from him saying, I love you, I miss you, a heart emoji, a kiss emoji. He's only been doing this for the past 2 days. I think he's up drinking. I'm going to be dead honest with you. Weird part is he's never really been in texting much before. That's why I find it strange. Me too. I think he's drunk. Should I be worried about this as a sign of something? No, I think he's drunk. What is someone doing up that late at night, firing off 15 texts in a row? Yeah, I think he's drunk. That's the only time I'm doing something like that, right? Am I right? I mean, I don't think he's lapsing into some state of psychosis. It's interesting that he never texts you otherwise and only does it at late hours of the night. That's my point.
What if he is that night?
That he only does it while they're sleeping? Hey, okay, so Samantha's saying maybe he's that clingy, where during the day you're available, he can see you, so no need to do so, but while you're sleeping, he's up all night just expressing love and missing you.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah, it is weird. I think it's because he's drunk. He's drinking. But again, no, you know, take the text. So it is. I'm happy to wake up to 15 love notes from people. I am mad. There's a lot of people that wishes they could get one. You got 15. Don't be greedy. All right, here we go. Hey, Dr. Chris, my girlfriend and I live 70 miles away. We spend every weekend with each other, Friday through Sunday night and some weekdays. Awesome. Been dating for 7.5 months. At about 6 months, she asked me to move in with her. Told her that I wasn't ready for it and that's not as simple as it would be if we lived closer. She lives far enough away that I would have to change jobs. Yep, it's a big deal. Over the last few weeks, she's brought it up at least a dozen times. Wow, and we're having arguments about it. If I say that I'm not ready for that step, she sees it as me not being committed to her. Toxic monogamy. The other day, I offered to move closer to her, about 45 miles away, and get an apartment near the train station. I could take the train to work and therefore keep my job. I'd be 45 minutes from her, unlike the current 90, but she wasn't for it. She wants to move in. Is she being completely irrational? Yes, she is. And then your other question was, am I being insensitive to her needs? No, you're not. You've been dating for 7 months, which for some people it's a long time, for others it's not. You'd have to leave your job. Like, that's a big deal. I actually think she's being a little disrespectful. Like, she's not having to do anything. She wants you to move in with her. She gets to keep her jobs, her friends, her familiarity, her comfort. She wants you to give all that up. Tell her that you're happy to live together. She'll move in with you and leave her job and move in the other direction. Let's see how open to that she is. Because I don't like the idea of people doubting people's level of commitment when they won't do what they want. Right? Because your commitment isn't based on your willingness to not disappoint your partner. We can love someone, be very committed, and let them down and disappoint them because we set boundaries and we take care of ourselves. And that's what you're doing. At 7.5 months, I don't know that you should feel at any point if you don't want to leave your job or move, you shouldn't have to. But that the right framework isn't, are you committed? It should just be, are you comfortable doing that? And if she cares about you, she would respect that and say, yeah, it's a lot to ask. And I don't hear her saying, I'll meet you halfway. We'll move somewhere in the middle. It just sounds like the onus is on you to do the heavy lifting. And it's being framed as, you know, you would do it if you're committed to me. So that's a red flag. You're not being insensitive. I think it's definitely irrational. So you have my support in saying, I'm just not there yet. It's too big of an ask. But if she wants to do it, let her do it. Let her move next door. You know, get an apartment down the block. All right, Sliding into the DMs is brought to you by our friends at Trojan Condoms because it's a big old sexy world and we want you to explore with confidence. That is our show. We'll be back tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern. You guys have an awesome, awesome, awesome night. Good night.
Loveline
with Dr. Chris
on Channel Q.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.